Brings us to item 11, I think, reports. Item A is trustee reports on meetings, seminars, and conferences. Anybody?
No, I've got one for my CRCA conference, which was, this was a 2025 fall conference, which is held in beautiful downtown Pleasanton, October 28th through the 1st. It was hosted by Alameda County Retired Employees Association. The first morning that we had was dedicated to mostly discussions from the entire group. It was kind of like a town hall meeting for all everybody to get together, because they're changing their way that they're holding their conferences now. Previously, every 8 years, each individual retiree association would host a conference. Contra Costa just did it in October of last year. And it's going to be changed over. It'll be much like the format that SACRS does. SACRS promotes the conference, they pay for it, they put it on, and you just pay, you know, your attendance fees and the fees that go along with being in the hotel, as opposed to each one of the individual counties doing it. This basically came around because we had a couple of counties, Mendocino, Marin, some Sonoma kind of backed out on us. We were having problems with Kern, simply because they either didn't have the finances, or they didn't have the people that were able to do it, or the willingness to do it. So the bulk of that time was taken up with trying to determine how we're going to do it. So now we're going to be having one standard conference with a banquet per year in the north, and one virtual business meeting per year, and then it'll rotate back and forth from north and south. So that pretty much took up most of the time, getting that squared away, getting the logistics worked out for how that was going to go off. In the afternoon, we had our opening ceremony. Our keynote speaker was Jason Berg, who is a community outreach manager for Congressman Eric Swalwell's office. His major focus was on how the office can assist consistent constituents, but especially seniors. Offered assistance with federal agencies, including IRS, Social Security, Veterans Benefits, Medicare. He went into the big, beautiful bill that reduced the VA workforce by 8,000 people, which made, you know, getting assistance from them much tougher. They can also expedite passport services, ID theft issues, and tax questions from the IRS. Berg also offered assistance with SB loans and students seeking internship, SBA loans, I'm sorry. Then there was a presentation by Siegel Company, which the speakers were Amy Dunn, she's the vice president, and Stephen Murphy, vice president. And I had no idea that Siegel offered these types of services. They also provide audit benefits, health benefit counseling, compliance counseling, HR benefits and communication, property and casualty insurance, and commercial insurance brokerage. I thought they just did the auditing for us. And so it was very good. They basically focused on the history and about an evolution of Medicare. Their presentation was explain the legislative changes through the years and the value of the Medicare Advantage program. They also made themselves available after the talk for people who had specific Medicare questions. The afternoon concluded with breakout sessions, which is much like the breakout sessions that we have for SACRS. Each one of the committees, they break out and had their own little sessions. The second day, we had a talk on healthy brain aging, of course, for all the old people that attended. Presentation focused mostly on healthcare, self-care, recognizing depression, and becoming aware of the seriousness of sleep apnea and the effects that it has on the brain and dementia. We had a presentation by Dave Nelson, CEO for Acera and CalPERS president. He spoke on pension prospectus, past, present, future. His big focus was on the difference between DB and DC plans, and the effect that retiree longevity was going to have on the systems in the future. He also discussed what AI's effect would be on retirement systems and how that's going to operate in the future. We went on to have a presentation on cyber safe retirement, protecting your digital life. The presenters were from LRS Security Solutions, and we had the ACERA Chief Technology Officer discuss. The main focus went on how to spot various scams and how to protect yourself against those scams, the importance of strong passwords and two-factor identification, and then they went into a lot of examples of the various different kinds of scams. The afternoon session included presentations on Medicare, Medi-Cal issues, elder fraud, and abuse exploitations. We had the chief counsel for ACERA, Jeff Rieger, give a presentation on the death benefit and beneficiaries, and he explained a lot about the active member death benefits and how they can be obtained. And the final presentation was by Amy Brown, which is, she's CRCA's legislative lobbyist out of Sacramento, and she provided an entertaining and fiery opinion regarding the latest legislative issues. If you know Amy Brown, you know what I'm talking about, but it was a very entertaining legislative report, but it's very much similar to what we get with SACRs. And then, of course, the third day, the morning was set aside for the business meeting, and it was handled pretty much the way SACRs is as well. The next last of its kind spring conference will be held at Santa Ynez Valley and hosted by Santa Barbara County. And that's about it.
All right. Thank you. Are there any other reports?
I went to the Global Art Conference in Boston. Tim was there. And very content and information rich conference, but I'll give you a few highlights. So concerns, it looks like we're facing more risk and uncertainty going forward. There are rapidly shifting markets. Inflation is a major concern and possible stagflation. One of the main strategies to apply to help protect our portfolio would be to reduce correlation risk as much as possible. And what was recommended was 3-month treasuries, gold and other metals, including rare earth, climate change infrastructure, asset-based lending, cost-efficient hedge funds, and other looking more at non-U.S. markets, commercial real estate, such as senior housing and data centers. And they also found ESG to be helpful. And there's speakers that I've heard throughout the years who've been anti-ESG. One was there at the conference this time. He's the treasurer of North Carolina, I believe. And now he was much more, well, it's got some good points to it. So there seems to be a softening on the anti-ESG side. But the thing about ESG is, in my mind, and I think others also, is about risk mitigation. So with ESG, you increase your disclosures, and having that transparency and understanding about the investments can help improve performance. And then one speaker noted that we have worse outcomes when populist governments are in place, and it doesn't, either side, on the left or the right. And they were advocating for more centrist governments. But once you get damage from a populist government, then it can take 10 to 15 years to recover. And they also said complacency is a very dangerous thing in investing. With respect to sovereign debt, the U.S. Has the highest amount of debt, and one of the problems with sovereign debt and why it's so hard to battle that is that governments find debt more politically attractive versus decreased spending or increasing taxes. They just say, okay, to more and more debt. Now we just get out of control. They see deglobalization as a problem, and they think it will probably get worse. And the factors that have impacted this over the past few years or 5+ years have been COVID with its impact on supply lines and regional production, the Russia invasion on Ukraine, and then now currently especially trade wars. So looking ahead at asset allocation in 2030, it was recommended to have a total portfolio approach, and that solid governance is going to be a very important factor. The focus should be on total returns, minimize volatility, and then have flexibility to jump into opportunities as they arise. That capture it? Okay.
Thank you. All right. I have, John.
All right. This falls under the advanced conference report. We now, for a number of years at the SACRS meetings, have been invited by one of our managers at First Eagle to join them for dinner for one of the nights, and they are reasonably informative in terms of what they do for us. They have invited us for Tuesday night. And I promise to ask that anybody who's not glad Liz, no, she's the one in the middle on organizing this. Let her know if you might wish to attend, should say wish to attend, so that they have a reasonably accurate count.
Excellent. Okay. Did I respond, Liz, already on that? I think I did. Okay. I was trying to remember. Excellent. I had a brief report. Tim and I attended the Stepstone client conference two weeks ago. It's a client conference, so you know you're very limited. I'm limited on what can be conveyed. It's all confidential information, but there were, I guess I'll touch on a few points that were prevalent. Guarded, cautious sort of optimism in the private equity space with respect to undoing the clog in the PE exit tunnel. I say it's guarded and it's muted optimism. What I would convey is a real mixed bag. I was impressed with the amount of analytic effort, data gathering, refinement, torture of that data to try to ascertain cause, to try to, you know, to find solution. And what was it wasn't surprising, but it's interesting to hear it in real time, is the involvement of AI in that effort. We've all been saying AI is here and it's very here, but I was actually a little bit surprised at the degree to which it's being employed in every facet of data analysis that folks like Stepstone and others are doing, using it on trend analysis, sub-trend analysis, anecdotal evidence inputs. I mean, every aspect of what goes into the decision-making in terms of trying to analyze the PE space is confused with AI, is what I would say. And I was a little surprised at the degree to which it has grown. The good news is, things that we've always said in these chambers, I did not discern any use of AI in that environment that didn't have the essential element of human judgment at the end of that line for what to make of that data, that input, that remains the case, and that was certainly conveyed to us in the conference. Beyond that, it's a little tough to get into reporting because there's a lot of information that's conveyed that's proprietary, and I don't want to get into that. But what I would say is, I think we got a ways to go on private equity. Was my takeaway. Tim, I don't know if you had a thought or comment on it, but that was kind of my sense of it. Is that things are happening? There's some lights that are showing, but it's still a very uncertain time.
It is uncertain. Stepstone will be here at the December 3rd meeting to go over the private equity, both our portfolio, our pacing. And I've asked Tom Keck, who heads up the research efforts at Stepstone, to join us to do a deeper dive into the distribution landscape and what's been going on. A little bit this year has picked up, specifically in the third quarter. We saw $300 billion of private equity deals go through, and that's a much bigger number than we've seen for 2.5 years. I would echo Scott's sentiment there is cautious optimism that this is not a flash in the pan, that this will continue, but one quarter does not a trend to make. But I did ask Tom to join us and do, peel back that onion a little bit and give us some more insights.
That's great. He does our capital market assumptions. So that's exciting. He's going to be here. Okay.
I have a question, though.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Tim, what's your thoughts on how intertwined private credit is with private equity? Because private equity is a huge amount of leverage, and you've got to get that money from somewhere. And so private credit often steps in. Private credit's not all about private equity, but there's a significant part of it, right?
That's a big question. So let me probably need an agenda item, but I can give you the brief version. Within that broad umbrella of private credit, there is something called direct lending. Direct lending does lend to companies that are backed by private equity firms. That tended to be the bread and butter of private credit in its initial years. Our particular flavors of private equity and private credit target different areas of the market, so we don't get a lot crossover between our two segments, but they are part of the same ecosystem. Our private credit tends to lend to midsize. Our private equity has been a little bit more large cap in nature. But I think as we look forward with private credit, we do see expansion into asset-based lending and other alternative forms of private credit. But the two are going to be linked. We do try to keep those discussions a little bit separate, but we could put something on the agenda for the investment committee next year to really talk about those linkages.
Anything else? All right, so no more trustee reports. Thank you. Staff reports. Christine.
So I just want to take a moment to thank staff once again for all the work that they put into getting the system to go live. I know they're probably sick of hearing that from me because they're getting multiple emails a week, but it really is a lot of work, and there's no way that words can express how much work it is, and staff have done a really, really great job, not just for a couple months, but for years, really getting this project to the point that it is and testing the data and really putting themselves into it because they want it to be the best that it can be for our members. So I just once again want to say thank you to staff and really give a shout out to Sagitech. They've been on site. They've been very attentive. They've been getting fixes in sometimes same day. And so they have really stepped up and done a great job. And I feel very good that they're our partner in this.
That's excellent to hear. And I know the board sentiment is very appreciative of our staff as well. Yes. This has been a Herculean effort. So it can't be said enough. Maybe we can come up with a function to show our appreciation. We can work on that to do something special. All right. Any other staff reports?
That's it.
All right. Hearing none,